Proclamation number 6370 of 4th of October, 1955. Love is the way to knowledge. I can certainly open up great knowledge to you, yet once your will rejected everything that radiated from me in the form of strength of love and thus also left you standing in the light, in knowledge. You voluntarily rejected it, and voluntarily you now have to request it again. And you will receive without limitation. But the light will not be given to you against your will, for it is indisputably connected with love. If you are not active in love, then my ray of love cannot touch you either, and you will irrevocably remain in darkness which you have created for yourselves, which you have chosen yourselves, although you had light in all abundance. You must always remember that you are my living creations and, as evidence of this, also have free will, for freedom of thought, will and action is proof of your divinity, and as long as this freedom is somehow still curtailed, you are not in the state of divine beings but are imperfectly formed. And since nothing imperfect can come forth from me, but you are undoubtedly beings created by me, this shaping into imperfection must have happened by yourselves. Thus you must also reshape yourselves again into the former perfection in order to be able to create and work in full possession of light and strength, as is your destiny. And thus the knowledge which corresponds to the truth can certainly be conveyed to you. But you will not be able to grasp it, you will not be ready to accept it, until you have carried out the work of transformation on yourselves in free will. Until you again shape yourselves into the love in which you were originally created, then you will be in fullest realization, then you will think and want right. And your actions will also be in accordance with my will because they will be determined by love. Then you will also recognize me as the eternal love, and you will recognize yourselves, which you are not capable of in the state of imperfection. And thus it is also understandable that the human being is constantly unclear about himself and his purpose of existence, if he does not even completely deny a purpose of life. For he is of dark spirit, he cannot grasp or recognize anything as long as he walks along without love, as long as no light can shine in him because he has not kindled a fire within himself. The intellect can certainly create a substitute light for itself. But this light will have no illuminating power. It will rather blind the eye so that it will lose the ability to recognize a faint twilight and take the direction which leads out of the darkness of night to the light of day. If only you humans would believe that you cannot accomplish anything without me, that I myself am love, that you therefore cannot take one step forward in earthly life without love, and your thoughts will soon take a different direction, many things will now be understandable to you, and full of conviction you will then be able to accept knowledge which previously seemed completely untrue to you. You can only attain wisdom on the path of love, and acquire eternal life. And then you will also be able to understand why I said, I am the way, the truth and the life. And why I only ever preached love on earth and also lived it out myself. The man Jesus, too, could only acquire his knowledge by living a life of love. He, too, could only achieve complete deification, the fusion with eternal love, through love. He has achieved it, and all of you should follow him in order to become again what you were in the beginning. Amen.